Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Hemda.
Hemda, I love your boyfriend.
What? I thought I loved him.
I love this guy where, you know, he's working with you. When I'm not around, he's working with me. When you're not around, putting together these mystery boxes. I don't know if he's angling for one. He's so helpful. We're sending out these mystery boxes. Go to keithandthegirl.com/store, and we're transitioning from one studio to the other. And so we're putting things in a box of mementos, personal things, and I think you'll get a big kick out of it. He's so smart with this stuff, and maybe you're like, Keith, you put stuff in a box. You okay? No.
I don't know. It took us like 4 days to put this together, and without his help, we would have still been at the post office.
Let me tell you how dumb this is. I'm done inventing shit. I put together a mystery box. We put it in the store. I forget to charge shipping. Shipping is more expensive than what the people paid. Never mind what the stuff is in the box.
We're so dumb sometimes.
We're so stupid when we announce something.
It usually takes us about a week to figure out what we did wrong. You should go for it right away.
If it's in our store, it's a Keith and the Girl VIP deal. Take it. Because there's not going to be a better deal because we just started it and we're dumb. Whatever we announce, get on it right then. We're stupid. Tickets for something are available. Get them now. We fucked up.
It's true.
We're going to be homeless, but many people will pass us thanking us.
We're the pioneers of so much dumb shit.
I'm done pioneering! But didn't pioneers, like, you know, find gold in the river and stuff?
No. Okay. They just found the way to die first.
Holy shit.
I think you have to find the way to die, and then, like, the person right behind you finds the gold. Don't you think?
I'm finding... So I have this book, Art Treasures of the Vatican. Mm-hmm. And my dad, I found this and I got it from my dad some time ago, and I know he'd love it. You know, I just, every page is pretentious and it's mostly pictures, you know, so who doesn't like that? And I'm like, but he can't have it because he's acting up again, trying to fuck my ex. And so I signed it.
You're so sensitive, Keith.
Yeah. So I signed it. I was going to give this to my dad, but then he acted up. In his name, Keith, cross sign. So somebody gets that in their box.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's very exciting.
So many treasures.
I'll get to all that. It's vomitous. Ladies and gentlemen, today's guest performs at Caroline's on Broadway in New York Comedy Club, co-host of the podcast Wiki Freaks, featured on the Hot Mess Comedy Hour, Connor Cregan.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here today. Right? Last week you weren't. I didn't even notice.
I'm so sorry.
No, it worked out. No, what were you doing? Your excuse was I got a tattoo and then forgot. And that's traumatic.
I was distracted by it.
Sure. It's, on your ankle.
It's scabbing up now. Yeah, it's a sexy little, you see that?
Yeah, it's like a, what do you call it? Like a charm.
Bracelet. It's like a charm bracelet, a charm anklet.
Oh, and you can go back and get little charms added
to it.
That's
what I was thinking, or I might even make it go up a little bit more.
Well, thanks for not getting another charm today. It's good to see you.
Yeah, thanks.
Do you keep a calendar? I'm learning to.
Yeah. Okay. I definitely do.
Connor has been on before. You can listen to episode 2941.
That's okay. Crazy.
It's enough, right?
I mean, like, if you guys want to keep making them, I guess you could, but...
Connor Cregan is in studio explaining what it's like to have Poland syndrome. Connor describes coming out to his parents. The gang discuss how it's strange that gay people have to talk about their sex lives with their families. 53% of listeners say they are friends with their parents.
Ugh, really? Sorry. I need to stop having that response.
A high 653.
I thought it was high, but then you're right. When you think about it, it's like, what?
Well, yeah, what does it mean to be, like, friends?
Right.
Like, I don't really hang out with my parents all the time.
You see the face that you're making? You would say no.
But I love them, but maybe they're not my friends.
I see.
I have a gay brother, and my dad said to him, in all sincerity, okay, I'm coming around to this idea that you have a boyfriend.
How do you, of like more than 10 years now.
Yeah. How do you decide who does the dishes?
Oh my God.
In all sincerity, he goes, how do you, like, but who cleans up though?
If he's asking
both men,
bottoming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my brother's so close to saying, yeah, whoever was on bottom last night. Oh my God. All right. There's more dad emails. Can you tell? Let's talk about something fun first.
Okay.
Super Bowl.
What? Wait, what's fun?
Super Bowl 54. I'll tell you what's fun. You don't got to be into football to be into the halftime show.
Yeah.
And the performers have been announced.
Oh, really?
Jennifer Lopez.
Okay.
But not her, the stripper that she portrayed. No, it's her. And Shakira.
I don't understand this coupling. I mean, I understand this coupling. It's like, hey, ethnics that we're cool with, you guys do the same thing, right?
Right.
You know, there's like a little bit of Spanish in both of you in some way. But
well, it's in Miami, right? So they're both Latina.
That's what I'm saying. They both like kind of speak Spanish. Shakira is like half Arab or something. Right. But I don't understand the coupling. I've never seen them together. They've never done anything together. Also, J-Lo is like in the top of her game right now. When was the last time we heard the name Shakira?
J-Lo is having such a moment.
Yeah.
In this, like, it's the anniversary of her green Versace dress, right? Is that why everybody's posting about
that
it?
That's a bonus.
I think, and because I think she then walked the finale of a Versace show recently.
Oh, God!
In that dress.
She wore something twice! I mean, oh, my God!
But the thing about that dress, I mean, that we have Google images because of that dress.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the reason Google came up with an image search was because people were Googling Jennifer Lopez green Versace dress.
I don't mean to be a social justice warrior, but it is funny that Kate Middleton is in the news. They're like, she wore this coat 4 times. Yeah. I'm like, I have one pair of jeans. What
the fuck? But you're not the fucking queen princess, you know? Like, she shouldn't be wearing those.
So all of these points add up to, where did Shakira come in on this? I feel like we're missing something and they're going to like announce it.
I'll tell you what.
They might have a single coming out.
This has been some time, but I saw that porn Shakira was in with Rihanna.
Guess who's done with his drink? Connor. Thank you, Connor. There's only ice in there now.
Sorry, I like slurping on it.
But, you know, there you go. There are your performers, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira.
I think it's a good halftime show, right?
I'll watch every halftime show. This last one was really boring, though.
I think they are boring. Like, first of all, it's hard to top what Beyonce did. And second, like, I think they get hired because they're willing to do a boring show.
Yeah.
Because you're not trying to. And then I was watching The View because I'm in physical therapy. And oh, my God. So I'm watching The View and they're like, do you think it's okay that they said yes to the halftime and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, this is who you're putting it on? Not the players, not the owners, not the cheerleaders, if we're going to get fucking technical. But the halftime, you got hired to do this job. Like, what? Now politics is completely on you because you like to shake it?
Right.
What are you talking about? Is it okay that they said yes? Yes. All of your ads, when you go, we'll be right back, The View. When you go, we'll be right back. Do you fucking co-sign that Doritos commercial that I'm now having to watch? The Mr. Clean commercial? Right. Are you okay with doing that? Do you fucking co-sign on every fucking thing that happens on The View? Every banner that comes up under your fucking face? Mind your business.
I hope Shakira takes a knee but still shakes those hips.
Right. Like, now they have to add. Nice. But yeah, so Beyonce made it political because that's what the fuck she had to say.
Right.
You're welcome. And then everybody else just gets to do their thing.
Right.
They're not like applying to be the president.
Right. Jay-Z's company.
Because that's what happens. You apply. You apply. I know.
I was like.
Yeah. That now is how you do it.
I guess so. Yeah.
Jay-Z is now in charge of the Super Bowl halftime show.
I can't tell if you're serious.
I'm serious. Yeah. They got together and decided on these two ladies.
No. Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How do you get that job?
You ask nice.
Like ZipRecruiter? What's happening?
You do a diss track on the NFL and they go, hey, but what if you worked for us too? And you go, okay. Okay.
I want to be a billionaire.
Hey, I'd like a say in this. Oh, it's half yours. There you go.
he sang on a song, rapped on a song. I don't need you. You need me. And then the NFL goes, okay. You interested? Connor Cregan followed the tweets. He writes, my favorite part of summer is the fact that we're all a little bit more likely to be guilty of manslaughter by AC unit. Mm. It is so scary to put in AC. Yes.
I'm terrified. I'm about to commit a crime.
Here we go. One hand on AC, the other on the window.
And here's the, why are AC units so poorly designed? They're sharp.
They're so sharp.
There's no handle and they're heavy as fuck.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, you're just trying to get me to hurt somebody.
Yeah, I can take a TV and throw it across the room at this day and age, right?
Right.
But this thing that brings in air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about flat air, they're going to call it? And you just...
That's what I'm talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, it's like a flat screen TV. And you just... But okay, the weight is the weight, I guess. But you're right. Every corner doesn't have to be sharp and there can be a handle or two.
They're so slippery and they're filled with water.
Yes!
Where does the water come from?
I'll buy water!
It doesn't rain all the time.
I'll buy water.
You know? Yeah.
Andrea's recalling picking up AC units from your ex. Mm-hmm. And she was bleeding by the end of it. Yes! Carrying down the stairs.
Razor sharp.
Yes. Yeah. You're right.
Why? Like,
no, my ex was smart. You want it, it's free. Take it.
That was okay. Since we're already talking about it, she went to pick up two AC units because Kat's like, I'm moving. I'm not even going to charge you for the three AC units.
She threw out the number three. She's mad. She's now mad at my ex. Three of them. She was giving me three of them.
But so Andrew went to take advantage of it. And Kat very, very comfortably watched Andrea go downstairs.
Yeah. I don't blame it.
Well, that is
fucked up.
She picked it up with her own hands. Andrea's walking down a flight of stairs with what we just described as a death trap, even when you have help. Hi, Andrea.
Hello.
Like, she couldn't wait to come up here faster.
Right. And fuck her. Irish. No, I'm kidding.
She's like, I'm mad at... Kendra's ex, because he cheated on her, and Key's ex gave three air conditioners. How many rooms does this bitch have?
I'm in your corner at all times. No, I knew AC units are also so expensive, right. And she was giving away in the no pun, heat of the summer, and I was like, I can't walk away from this. As a New Yorker...
Were you going to pedal them?
Yes, I was. I have been like, I was going to sell them this summer, and I had a bet with Emily that I would make hundreds of dollars. Okay.
Exactly 200.
Yeah, right. But I can't walk away from it, and she's so small and was packing. She was leaving to move to Austin like within hours, so... She had shit to do. Like,
hold on a sec. Sorry. Austin? Okay. Gotta say hi sometime. All right.
But I didn't expect her to help me, but I also didn't realize that they were so massive. And also, they were screwed in to the... Like it professionally installed into the window.
Who does that? And nobody does that.
An entrepreneur.
It's the right thing to do, but
yeah. So I didn't. I was like, "Do you have a screwdriver or anything?" And she was like, "I think so. I don't know." But she's moving, so now I'm like using a ballpoint pen to try. To like, and she's just watching me. I'm like, I asked for this.
You are the most determined person I have ever met. Because if you showed me, okay. Three air conditioners. I'm like, sold. In my mind, I'm a billionaire. Great. Yeah. I get there and you're packing to move to Austin. You have a pen for me to unscrew something. And I got a luggage.
I had to ask extra for the pen. She didn't have the pen available. She goes,
that's extra.
She charged me for the pen.
Yeah. In her defense, she wouldn't mind if you picked a pen up.
And then I have to carry it down at least one flight of stairs. Okay. I'd be like, it was so nice to see you before you left. Gotta go.
Like, honestly. But then you're like, okay, so the rent's going to go up now that these AC units are staying.
That's right. I'm 100 air now, baby. Yeah. I remember walking down the stairs being like, this might be it. You know when you're like leaning the AC like back on you so that it doesn't pull you forward to take you down, right?
It's insane.
You think that you should have set, this is what I would do, I would sit down and like child crawl down, you know?
No, because then the weight of the AC pulls you down like but a dog sitting. Sled.
I'll tell you what I would have done. They are steep steps. No joke.
Yes.
You have three air conditioners. I would throw them down the steps one at a time, and whichever one works at the end, I take that one.
It's not a bad editing process.
Yeah.
I would go to like the local drugstore, and hopefully they have their winter stuff on sale since it's so hot. Take one of those like round frisbee looking sleds and one by one just that's be like, you're sledding down the stairs.
Right. The Uber driver looked at me like, you fucking bitch.
Did he even help you?
You got a pool? Are you serious?
You got a pool?
I got a pool.
That's on you.
You're fucked up.
I'm fucked up.
That's fucked up.
Fucked up, man.
You got an Uber pool.
I got an Uber pool with three AC units. I'm a cheap bitch.
Wow.
Okay.
But they don't all fit in
I'm not letting an Uber eat away from my profit
this
margin.
This was 2 miles away. You're a monster.
They don't fit in the trunk, right?
He had like a, what do you call it? Like a bungee cord. So he had to bungee. into bungee cord.
And then I gave 4 stars because he didn't ask if there were more air conditioners he could help me with.
Royally.
Then just take a regular fucking cab, you freak. The other,
I like the surprise.
Andrea does like really cool, weirdo fucking weird shit. She comes over my house to do laundry the other day. I'm like, you live 3 miles away. Listen. And I'm like, you know what, Andrea? This is so nice because it's just an excuse to come over. And we had a fucking blast.
Yeah, man.
So I'm like, yeah, do laundry at my house every week. But it's hilarious because.
Why does she need is it an excuse?
I forgot to send my laundry in before I went on a trip to get done. So I didn't have time. And I was like, I'm done as a laundry machine. I'm going to put this in one of my weird grocery baskets, get on a city bike, ride over. I have 10 EC units dragging behind me like a, you know, newlywed thing.
I would not be surprised if she took one of those ACs one at a time and walked them home because fuck everyone.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, let me say something.
Yeah.
Andrea, if you ever pick on my plastic attaché case again. I'll carry plastic bags wherever the fuck I want.
No, she's still right about that.
I don't know.
She's still right because when she has traveled with like 3 giant bags full of shit. And I'm like, I don't even know what you could possibly need out of this. In
snacks,
your
computer.
Oh, yeah. She came
with hard drive.
With a bunch of
AC unit. I always have one AC unit on me at all times.
That's just good policy.
Mm-hmm. She came over with laundry. And I'm like, okay, that's, you know, if you're bringing laundry, that's probably all the shit you have. No, she brings out plastic containers of her dinner separated you know, here's some Brussels sprouts, here's some like of this snack, here's 3 drinks.
Are you offered any?
I said there'll be burgers.
You were going to a place with food and you brought, okay.
Yep.
There's still 8 burgers.
I'm a very particular type of person.
This is the joy. And then, honestly, after you leave, I don't know if you know this, I probably tell you all the time, mm-hmm. we talk about you for like 3 days later.
I'm so honored.
And fucking quote
all the weird shit I did.
All the weird shit you did. Mm-hmm. We quote the shit out of you. I don't remember what came out of this one, but it's always like them ganging up on me about some Arab shit and like making fun of it. It's so funny.
Andrea leaves my place. I talk about you too. I go, huh?
You delight my boyfriend so much.
Likewise. So much.
I do think that you are the funniest.
Okay, Connor, get out. Now it's just talking about me.
No, I want to stay and just watch.
Yeah.
You should come over and do laundry, see what my boyfriend thinks
get
of
some
you.
Get some AC units.
Okay, great. I'm actually very good at laundry.
Yeah. Taste some broccoli and carry it around with you.
Steam some broccoli.
Yeah.
Put it around. Okay.
Well, Andrea Allen, thank you very much. And my ex owes you an apology.
I don't think she does. To be, for the record,
you thought it through?
I was not mad. It was just such a funny scene. It was like one of these many situations where I get myself into it. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is so stupid. God damn it. Okay,
but you follow through.
Yes, I do. Covered in blood in an Uber pool.
They're razor sharp, heavy water
cubes. I know. They're horrible.
It doesn't make any sense. Why are they? I don't understand that at all.
Oh, so good.
It's because you have to want it. Okay. Thank you so much. Come in.
Thank you. She says that in real life, by the way. Yes. Thank you. My point is made, and I can tell you're getting rid of me. Goodbye.
From
Andrea.
Signature.
Connor's tweets, the real problem with the straight pride parade is how corporate it's become.
Ooh. Sorry, just a little.
That's great. September 11th, he tweeted out, today marks the 6-year anniversary of this gem from Donald Trump. Hashtag never forget. Donald really wrote, this is true. I would like to, on September 11th, 6 years ago, I would like to extend my best wishes to all, even the haters and losers, on this special date, September 11th.
Oh my God.
You're the fucking haters. Still winning.
I September 11th. Get it at all.
I think you do. You tweeted I think you get it. I think we all get it.
You tweeted it from a picnic. You know, it's like the 9/11 picnic. Everybody does that.
Sorry, guys, trying to bum me out today, but it's the best September 11th ever.
Come on, let's go unwrap those 9/11 gifts under the 9/11 tree. I mean, it's like ridiculous.
Pippa's writing in from a little bit before. She's listening and watching live on our YouTube channel. Oh my God, new VIP podcast series, Random People Do Laundry at Hamda's House.
Ooh.
I love it.
Yeah. Then we're going to find out Hamda's folding it for them. I'm here anyway. If I'm here anyway.
You open the door, just filled with steam. And Hamda's like,
she's sweating. Right. She's doing it on, right, like a board. Yeah, like exactly. The old days, like with a rock.
Beating it with a hammer.
I mean, the laundry's filled up right now, so I'll just do this laundry on the side in my tub for them. Connor tweeted, by the way, Greta Thunberg, she's the climate change girl that's in the news now. I called dibs on slutty Greta Thunberg with a Trudeau twist for Halloween this year.
I think it'd be good.
We put up a poll last show talking about Justin Trudeau and his blackface. Have you ever dressed in blackface? We asked the audience. 100% no.
Mm. Until I find them.
Yeah, I was about to say that they're lying.
No one ever did it. You ever notice that? Right. Until you find them and they come in packages.
I did whiteface for years.
Right?
That's pretty good. I did kids' parties, so my clown face was. You gotta make it all white first.
Yeah, naturally. I one time was in an Uber with Jill Wiener, fellow comedian, and it was around Halloween. Maybe it was last year. And the guy was like, oh, are you guys going out for Halloween? And we were like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. Like, what are you going to be? And he's like, he's like, I'm going to paint my whole body black and be like Denzel Washington or Samuel L. Jackson.
Whoever you want.
And he was a white guy. And we were like, excuse me? Like, you're going to do blackface? And he goes, no. My whole body is going to be black.
Dick, everything.
And then, and then it was so fucked. We're like, you really should.
Wait, but he couldn't decide between the black men yet?
He couldn't decide between the black guys.
He's putting it out there. What do you see?
Well, he.
What black guy am I?
Well, no, what's going to happen is he's got to do the blackface and go, I look like Denzel.
But that's what he was saying. We were like, you can't do that. That is so wrong. And he's like, no, it's fine. Like, black people do whiteface all the time. And besides, people tell me I look like Denzel Washington. I'm like, then why are you thinking about Samuel L. Jackson? Right. That doesn't make any sense.
Where are all these black people who always do whiteface? What is he talking about?
I think he was
about?
Like talking about like Dave Chappelle, you know?
Has he done whiteface?
Not for years. Not since the show, I don't think.
Oh, I guess
he did. Didn't he do it as like...
I guess.
I think he was just a crackhead and that was just the crack. I'm joking. No, thank you for clearing it, guys.
but the best part, he's like, I was going to get my friend to do it because she's like a Broadway makeup artist, but she hasn't returned any of my texts. And I was like, good for her.
Right.
And he goes, I could do it myself, but it would just look like shit. And I'm like, at least you have standards.
Oh, I need it smooth and I want it to look very real.
Yeah. So that was kind of crazy. I was like blown away.
People are so fun. And also you're in an Uber pool and it's like, I trust you guys.
Right. Hey, I'm going to a party. Where are you guys going? What?
Yeah.
Well, whole body.
He was just so not getting it. I was like, wow, you are like truly dumb.
But how come? Racist. How come the people that don't get it can't just go, I don't get it. I'm dumb. The world gets it. I don't get it. No, they gotta fight.
They gotta push back. I think it's fear of real, you know.
Fear of Google? What happened?
Or they're afraid that they're dumb, so but they don't want to admit that they're dumb. Right. You know what I mean? I'm like, it's okay. You're just an idiot, you know?
You know what? You would think, like, yeah, you can Google anything. There's no excuse for ignorance nowadays. You don't see the big deal about Chappelle did whiteface. Like, just all you have to do is Google.
Yeah.
What's the difference between whiteface and blackface? Just Google it. See what happens.
But the problem is, of course, is that there are so many outlets that, like, your Google results, you can kind of cherry pick what you want to read.
Don't type in, is blackface bullshit? Type in, what is the difference?
Is blackface cool?
How about, why are people angry about blackface?
Yeah.
Great because, question.
Yeah. Type in idiots. Why are idiots? And then whenever you get, you know what? Actually, type whatever you want to type, but skip the ones where the spelling is all fucked up.
How would you know if you're ignorant?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, you still, don't you know? Like, I'm seeing shapes and making this work.
The internet is not as objective as we would like it to be. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I guess going black body. I don't know what to tell you. You know, everything was challenged once, you know? Give it a go. What can I tell you? All right, let's get to my dad. Holy fuck box.
Oh, so just to summarize it for you and anybody new to chime into this. So Keith has been divorced for some time. After 2 years of divorce, his father reached out to his ex-wife.
We broke up because she wouldn't even give the air conditioners to me.
So the father reached out to the ex and said, hey, whatever happened between you and Keith? This is 2 years off of divorce and he never asked him the question anyway. So Kat, his ex, sends it to Keith because they're still cordial and decent and friends. And she says, hey, this is your dad. Do what you want to do, but you should know. Keith goes, can I pretend to be you and keep corresponding with my dad? And that started.
And she said, can you just leave? Get out of my life. And I took that as a yes.
So for months, they corresponded and Keith was catfishing his dad. Eventually, it got to she was she admitted, and this is one of the things, she admitted that now she's sort of into this older guy who's also like into...
First, she wanted to get me back. Then she was into my dad.
Yeah. And then his dad was like, oh, but of course, you know, but I can't because I have a fine wife. You're wonderful and gorgeous and fantastic. And you make this old man's, quote, libido jingle.
Oh.
Yes. And then we all threw up a little bit in our mouth. Some of us spit it out. Some of us swallowed.
That explains a lot about you,
Katie. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I've been told. Thank you.
Yeah.
But what were you saying to him? Like, hi, daddy. You know, like, were you being sexy? Were you leading him on?
No.
It was more like, you know, hey, he said to her, hey, how are you? And she goes, you know, maybe I'm lost. Maybe he said, you know, I think you're lost because you're in the same sex relationship, he found out. Uh-huh. So she was like, you know what? I am lost. Maybe I should go back to Keith. And then dad goes, you should go back to Keith, even though I met Keith's girlfriend recently during Christmas and they said they're fine and no indication that Keith is unhappy. In fact, he seems very, very happy and satisfied with this woman, but fuck her and you should get back. So then he's giving her advice on how to get Keith back. It's a whole thing. We had to like put pieces of it together that we talked over the course of months and Andrea picked it out. Keith put it together and it's now under one thing, keithandthegirl.com/dad. One of the greatest stories ever told that Keith, if he were to kill himself, we'd understand that is his suicide.
Yeah.
It's a two-parter, about 7 hours total, and you can hear it all right there. But good Lord God. The first part ends with, you make this old man's libido jingle. So that's not even the end. There's another 3.5 hours to go.
Oh my God.
And then it's me and him, real me, communicating.
Because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, while he was corresponding with his ex for months, he suddenly wrote an email directly to Keith like, hey, son, how are you doing? And so Keith and him started talking at the same time as Keith and Fake Cat started talking. We're continuing to talk.
Oh, my God.
He mixed up the emails for a second. It is historical.
Oh, Shakespearean.
Yeah.
You know, we were saying, it was on this show with Laura Lane and Angela Spera called Find Your Way, episode 3140, where I brought up my friend Craig said, and this is a great analogy, your dad is like the movie The Truman Show, except we're all Truman. My dad is the studio. My dad wrote scripts for us all to play in his movie, but never gave us the scripts, and then is upset when we don't play it right.
But that makes sense when Keith used to greet his dad in the morning. If he had his back to his dad and his dad caught him before he caught his dad, he'd be like, what do we say? And Keith's like, good morning. And then dad goes, okay, we're going to try this again. Leaves the room, okay? Comes back and Keith goes, good morning, dad. And his dad, because he has the script, goes, oh, and a fine morning it is. Good morning to you. Thank you so much.
What a beautiful surprise. Thank you, my son. Okay.
Yeah.
Keith, seems like a lot of fun.
He's like an entire Keith autobiography. I mean, I'm in there for like a split second and maybe like when he met his wife. But other than that,
right?
It should have been called Daddy Issues, but you know.
So out of the blue, my dad rates me again. Okay. Nothing has happened. No emails since the end of keithandthegirl.com/dad.
Did he ever find out that you were catfishing him?
No.
Not yet.
No.
Okay.
So he says, this is the other day. How are you doing, son?
They're very,
Last time we talked, I go, oh, you fucked up an email. You brought up Cats in the Cradle. I didn't bring it up. My ex did. You know, am I making sense?
Yeah, but, you know, Keith is like, oh, you just brought up Cats in the Cradle, the song, as if we had been talking about it. We never talked about it.
And he goes, well, the person that told me, it doesn't matter. And he goes on. And I go, wait, who told you? He goes, somebody you should know better than you think you do. Because at this point, since Kat hasn't been emailing him lately, I think he's thinking, oh, Keith's going to find out. So let me flip the script. Let me act like she's the one just into me and I didn't say anything pervy.
And that I should now protect my son. Like, oh, you don't know this woman as well as you think. So now he's warning Keith about his ex and not giving any more information. Thanks, Dad.
Right. So I go, well, tell me what you're talking about. Like, careful what you're asking. So he's dying to tell me, but I have to beg for it.
Yeah,
so he gets
me
on two fronts. How are you doing, son? And I write back, good, thanks. Then he writes, will we be seeing you at some point this year? I do realize it is one very long trip. It's around Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're in New York.
Is your dad like a Victorian woman?
He loves that. He loves this way of talking. Okay. And while he does talk slow and deliberate in person, it's not
as formal.
Right. This is fake. I'll be more comfortable to visit, I said, after I hear these ex-wife secrets you've been hinting about.
Love it.
And he wrote, I am sorry. I am not at liberty to discuss it. You will simply have to take my word for what I have recommended. Now, he didn't really recommend.
I am the Almighty. Right. Do not come to see behind the curtain. Right. Don't look behind the curtain. Oh, it's me. Hi, I'm behind the curtain. Oh, boy. You caught me.
He's the Wizard of Oz. You're absolutely right. I am sorry. I am not at liberty to discuss it. You'll simply have to take my word for what I recommended. And so you might be thinking, what did he recommend? I forget. Nothing tangible. He recommended I know a certain person more because there's things I don't know that he knows. There's no real recommendation.
That's not a real warning either. That's right. Just a fear tactic.
Mariana says, that is one strong NDA that Not Cat made him sign. he can't tell his own son. He has to tell me he knows something, but he can't say. I promise that I can keep a good secret. Lucas Connolly says, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, I need to know everything. Martin Lyle says, are you sure you didn't actually fuck him? Maybe I did. I gotta check. What if, like, because I send these emails out fast sometimes. I do them in my sleep. Katie says, I've been filling my girlfriend in on the saga by having her listen to the Man on the Moon episodes, the slash dad episodes. Her mind has been exploding with the ridiculousness. Then writes, we also shared it with her Nana, who is 86 years old. She's obsessed with knowing what happens. My dad is about to turn 80. An 86-year-old who's seen 6 years more. My dad loves saying, you know, I'm so wise. I've been around. I had a hard teacher, but fair. Life experience. You know, very dramatic.
Yeah, he doesn't leave the house on a regular basis. Right. Yeah, like every time he leaves, you probably get a report because we probably should be looking for him, but he somehow wanders back. Right. Like, there is no experience. They never had people over. They never went to people's houses. They didn't go out to restaurants. They didn't go to a movie. When they did go to a movie, his dad paid in literal pennies. So you got to add that up before you go again.
Life hack, by the way. They don't count the pennies. Just drop them and they'll let you in.
That's a pretty good one, actually.
You just have to look at your feet the whole time.
That's funny to me that this grandma is 86 years old, 6 years older than my dad, who's seen everything. You're like, no, tell me more. this is a soap opera that's blowing my mind.
That's so Shakespearean. Like, anytime there's like secret identities, like that's just like good classic theater.
Right.
You know, anybody can get on board with that.
We should do the dad play. Should it be a musical?
B. Jason.
Careful what you wish for. Careful what you wish for. No!
Oh my God, the libido jingle could be a huge
you act surely one. Make my libido the jingle.
Well, B. Jason wrote those songs that we played during Slash Dad episodes. And he says, oh my God, the two stories are colliding in slow motion. Him talking to me, and him talking to Kat separately. He goes, holy fuck. Telly says, he's a monster.
Basically,
but he doesn't listen to the podcast.
You know what? Once in a blue moon he does, and lately I give a fuck.
Right.
I'm slash dad.
Right.
I mean, you go to keithandthegirl.com right now. Look at that banner. That's a picture of my dad masturbating in a computer to Kat's emails, of course, and Ugly Kid Joe on the cross who redid Cats in the Cradle in the background. I don't care anymore.
You should go to keithandthegirl.com and see that poster. Image. Yeah.
Holy fuck, what a dick, this person says. Feel like you should say you're going to conference call him and Kat and end this nonsense game he's playing. I thought of that. I'm like, you know what? How about I, you know, you're not going to tell me, but obviously you have my best interest in mind. When are you free? And we'll do a three-way call.
The thing is we keep expecting your dad to have normal people.
I gave you so many outs! So many outs. The emails start where I go, tell me again how this isn't wrong. Oh, it's fine. Let's keep talking.
But Keith is totally fine in this processing well. So don't worry about him. We tried worrying about him on one episode. Oh, and then boy. He did not want to look at us for a week. He was like, quit trying to help me. I fuck. So he's fine if you want to know.
You should probably just fuck your dad, though. I think that would probably be.
It would be funny. And halfway through, I go, Dad, it's me.
You take off the wig.
I'm doing some Irish bullshit. Blimey, blimey. And then I'm like, Dad, it's me, you fucking idiot. Well, it wasn't nice that you were tricking me. Dad, focus.
You're it's inside me. Of me right now.
Right. You're my asshole, Dad.
The lights are on. You're facing me. It's your son.
Dad. Good morning. Oh, my God. You are my son.
What a surprise to see you on this fine morning.
Dad, wake up.
No.
Two more strokes and that's it. Dad.
Jingling my libido.
Jingle jangle.
Is your libido jingling? It's me.
86, that 86. 86 with me tonight.
Oh my God.
Is 86 like an advanced 69?
Well, that's the
funny
thing.
You would ask. Get the gun. Andrea, get the gun. I have two guns, by the way, in the studio because the first gun scares me.
Guns kill people.
Guns don't kill people. 86ing them does.
So Kat's email was like Catherine Lavery 86 or personal 86, something like that. And that's the year she was born. My dad thought it was a sexual innuendo.
When you like sit on somebody's chest,
he goes,
good luck. Cause we worked it out a lot. We did a lot of math to try to get to nowhere.
If you take 86 and reverse it at 68, that's very close to 69.
Okay. Is this the movie 23 starring fucking Jim Carrey where it's like, it's all, you go to his house, it's all numbers scrawled all over. It all comes back to 86. It's one less than 69. My libido is jingling.
So name a say a number, any number.
52.
5 plus 2 is 5, 6, 7, 86, 69.
Yeah. 5, 6, 7, I mean, that's 6, 7. That's one less than 68, which is one less than 69. So she obviously wants
it's
to
over! So I wrote him. I talked to Kat. By the way, not only did I not talk to Kat, I didn't even talk to myself. I just wrote this straight out. So this is a flat out lie.
Oh, God.
As opposed to everything
else. I didn't even debate about it.
This is the lie.
Here I admit now I'm the asshole. I talked to Kat, and I guess your correspondence was by email? So right there, he's like, he's guessing.
Yeah.
But does he know? And I guess your correspondence was by email? She'll be traveling, but when she gets back, she said she can send them to me. I look forward to discussing it with you. Thanks.
Yeah, and I'm thinking like, if you weren't such an old man, you'd know she could just hit forward anytime.
Right. No, she's traveling right now, but she'll get right on it.
Yeah, she'll send this email, but the next email, she's traveling.
So I can't help but wonder, is he going to write fake Kat in the meantime?
Right.
He hasn't yet. It's been a couple days.
Yeah, so we're giving that time, right?
Say it again, sorry.
You're giving that some time.
Yes, I'm letting it breathe.
Yeah, for sure.
And then my dad writes back right away. When I know, you know, I can then discuss it with you.
Oh, he's such a good secret keeper.
When I know that you know, we could talk.
You think?
I'm not surprised. This is how I knew. Like, I don't even know if we're close to the end, folks. Honestly, I don't. I think we're going to have another 17 hours. But I knew when I said, hey, Dad, explain this, that he would go, tell me each individual thing bothering you. And he thinks he's smart enough to explain each little thing away. Mm-hmm. You know, like a bad relationship. Mm-hmm. You can explain each little thing, but just look at the whole buffet right away and be like, there's no explaining all of this. And that's what he's trying to do. When you tell me what you know, I'll discuss that. So he's hoping and assuming, and it's weird to say rightly assuming Kat wouldn't tell me everything. Not that I was flirting with your dad. So then he's probably off the hook with that. So he's not going to discuss it.
I don't think that he thinks he did anything wrong, Keith. I don't think he has anything to explain to you. I don't think jingling libido is going to have like a not excuse. I think he thought he was right the whole way. I don't know how to then write this to you.
Then he would show me.
Your dad's a sociopath.
Right. But he enjoys being right above all.
Yeah. But if he doesn't share it with you, that means that you have to keep begging for it. And then you have to bring it up again. You have a reason to email him. He's a fucking narcissist weirdo.
Yes.
So this is all, it's not like, logic tells us logic tells us he's shitting his pants. He's not shitting his pants about anything.
I disagree.
He's quick to lie. He's quick to cover up. He has lied to you his entire life.
This is nerve. Of course he has.
He should be dead with all the stress of the lies that he kept from you guys, his wife, his family.
But this is still a nervous thing. When he says, when I know, I can discuss it with you.
I don't think he's nervous.
Okay, I disagree, but okay.
Have you ever seen your dad nervous?
Yeah. Yeah, I can tell like? My dad's bullshitting. He looks like this.
But doesn't he get over it just like every other narcissist? Yes,
but it's true. But in that moment, you're still nervous. Let's say you talk about your ex trying to do these tricks and only thinking about himself. Yeah, but there's during split seconds, whether he justifies it or not, there were nerves there.
Yeah, but I have to believe that they're not the same nerves as me. It's like a nervous thing. And then the thing that they convince you with, they're convincing themselves with. So they live a chill life.
But like, they're still not happy when you're like, hey, what's this hotel bill? I wasn't with you. They're not pleased. They're nervous.
I don't think they care. I think ultimately, no.
It's like, that's sweet. That's a favor you're doing for them.
No, it's not. I think it's a favor I'm doing to myself to not take it personally. He'll tell you anything. Like, and you're his son or his like wife or whatever. He'll tell you anything. There's a story running in his head. He doesn't live in the same reality. So who gives a fuck?
Our email is info@keithandthegirl.com. If you're listening and you're a shitbird, let me know. Are you nervous sometimes?
You know what?
I think you are. I know my dad. I can tell when he's lying in front of me. You see it on his dumb face. He's a kid that stares at you.
Well, I think anybody who has their own, lives in their own reality, when you show the real reality to them, there's a breakdown. And I don't know if it's nervousness or, but there's like a disruption.
Right.
And I think that's maybe what's being described. That disruption
might be as quick as a short circuit, but they rewire very quickly and it doesn't matter. So that disruption that we're getting satisfaction from, it's like a blip in their life. It doesn't matter.
No, I'm fine with that. Just I enjoy these blips. I keep the blips going. It sounds like sonar at my house. Yeah. Of course.
In it for the blips. Big old blippies. Let me suck on that blipple.
No, I do think, yes, he does justify each thing, but when he opens an email, goes, and it reads, I'm going to talk to Kat, and we'll get to the bottom of this. Thank you. He shits himself for a second. That's what I'm enjoying, the shit seconds.
I think at the end of our lives, if you asked your dad if he could have like done better or whatever, he wouldn't consider it. He would say, I did the best ever.
Agreed.
And if you ask me, I'd be like, you know what? If I knew what I know now, So that's what makes me feel like we should, maybe I'm just talking to myself, not even look for their reactions to anything because it's all fake and it all gives me no satisfaction. I can't, like, even with like, what do you think he's thinking? I got to stop thinking thoughts like that. Like, why do you think he did that? Right. Oh, guess who doesn't give a shit?
Right.
But I get it, Keith. You like that moment of anxiousness, even though he can cover it up and feel good right after.
Yeah. But there's a second that he's shitting himself. And there's and he's all alone, basically. So I know his mind is going there every so often. I enjoy that. My friend Adam says, make Catherine get very rude over email. Like, would you suck my tits or not so much?
Huh.
Why not?
Uh-huh.
You're saying why not? Why not?
I was thinking like send them a nude.
Do you mind? You know what? I don't know. Let's just flat out go, can you chew my nips like bubblegum?
Okay. Oh. All right. Something sexier maybe. Can we talk to your dad more sexy, please?
Do you mind if I trim my whole bush?
My whole bush?
Who knows?
Oh, your whole bush, like with a W, like your entire. I thought you meant you were
Who cares?
I just thought that's what you called pubic hair was like a whole bush. And I was like, okay.
I think you could just say bush.
I don't know what you fucking people do.
Yeah, I'm like, call it a hole, I guess. That seems like very sophisticated and an elegant description of anatomy.
I will say, when it comes to, this is one of these blips that I'm going to enjoy. There will be a time, maybe soon, maybe not, through email, because I need it of record, where I'll say, what's more practical? That you, out of the blue, wrote my ex wrote you back, wanted to get back with me, quickly wanted to be with you, then all of a sudden she didn't talk to you anymore, or is it more believable? Okay, is it more believable that all that interaction was me writing the emails, or that she really wanted to fuck you? Which one's more believable?
It's unbelievable. He can't even walk down the driveway anymore because he's old and had 50 heart attacks, some of which are fake. So, but you believe that a 30-year-old hot entrepreneur, successful, modern person.
She has three air conditioners at a time.
She's a billionaire. We get it.
So that person is just getting wet over you. Is the biggest fucking ego in the world. You know, I'm 43, and if a 20-year-old would find interest in me, I would find only humor in that.
Yeah.
Like, if a 20-year-old, I'd be like, okay, first of all, you're not, but you won't know until you are 43. Right. And second of all, like, no, why are we entertaining this?
Right. Has he ever seen a movie and thought, oh, this plot is unbelievable?
Yeah, Narnia. No, I'm
sure. My friend Adam says he watches John Wick and he's like, well, if they killed my dog, I can see, I would do that. Here's a fun thing on Reddit. This guy writes, my father, okay, so he's 24, she maybe, 22 female. My father is 52 male, believes that he is communicating with President Trump.
Okay.
I'm sure my brother, 15-year-old male, is behind this. My dad is a Trump voter. And a fairly typical one at that. We're a suburban family, and he owns a small local boat dealership. He and many of his friends were very excited by the prospect of President Trump in 2016, and this excitement has built up into a kind of mania as his presidency has continued. Importantly, my dad is not a very smart man. He's a fairly well-educated man, but in the ways that matter, a stupid person.
Drag her, bitch. Yes. Slay.
Anyway... This summer, I found out that he believes he has been personally communicating with President Trump. While my dad is clueless when it comes to technology, I regretfully helped him set up a Twitter account in 2016, using which he has become the type of person who regularly replies to Trump's tweets.
There's so much. This is like the only time in history with this adjustment where there's like, and our age is the exact middle point. So there are people our age, mine and Keith's age, that are like, why can't you call me instead of emailing? Right. And then there are people who have picked up and are okay. But we're the last generation that like grew up without this and need to help our parents with this. So there's so much regretful action. Like I gave my parents an email address and why did I do that? So there's a lot of like help with quote technology that is regretful.
We get into frequent arguments. He gets into frequent arguments with people in his replies, you know. Rating to Trump. This apparent line of personal communication began in July when my dad received a text message from a withheld number thanking him for his support and dedication to the president on Twitter. That was signed Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. My dad freaked out with excitement when he received this message and showed the whole family. Obviously,
that's, you know what, this is more believable because Trump responds to people.
I was about to say, if any president was going to send a text message being like, thank you so much, it would be him because he's a fucking psycho.
Yeah.
Obviously, none of us believed that this was a genuine message from the president, and so he texted back. Eventually, a small conversation started, wherein it was explained that the messages were sent from Trump's personal phone and that he really appreciated his father's dedication to the MAGA cause. Ugh. Admittedly, this validation really brought some life back into my father.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it has.
Right.
With my dad, this is keeping him alive. This is why I think there's many blips. This is giving him purpose. And anybody thinking I'm too cruel, shame on you. I am keeping the heart beating, perhaps literally.
I co-sign that.
I guess so. Yeah. Why not?
Obviously, and also anybody who thinks this is mean has to read Keith's autobiography because this is a small retaliation to the bullshit.
I'm telling you, reading The Great American Novel is, now that you know the dad emails, it's watching The Sixth Sense twice. Keith, wait until this comes into play. Admittedly, this validation really brought some life back into my father. Just after Christmas, our mother left, taking custody of one of my brothers. And then shortly after that, he injured his knee in a fishing boat accident and had to spend an awful lot of time indoors recovering.
How do you, I'm sorry, and I claim ignorance. Mm-hmm. You're in a fishing boat.
Yeah.
And then you break your knee.
The fish are big. Perhaps accounting for the large amount of time spent on Twitter, he seems to have displaced a lot of his personal pride and sense of achievement onto President Trump as a response. One can imagine how it felt for him to feel recognized in this way. However, their ongoing conversation has gotten completely out of hand in a way that I worry is damaging him. Explain. His conversation.
By the way, just really quick, Catherine Heller is writing in. Mm-hmm. I'm here for the dad content. I'm preemptively terrified about the dad talk.
His conversations with President Trump have become fairly regular. They usually message at least every day. Although my dad is very forgiving of the president's tardiness as, quote, he's busy being the president. My dad has begun to see his friends a lot less since this has started. The number of friends that believed he was actually talking to Trump got smaller and smaller, and so he began to cut them off. This is my dad, I'm telling you. He's also begun to completely alienate himself from the town. Even when he feels well enough to go and help out at the boat dealership, he ends up just scaring customers and staff by mentioning his conversations with the president or talking about him in an over-familiar tone, as in, you'll never guess what Donald just said to me, or that's classic
so
Trump.
Sad. It's
the whole town?
Yeah.
That's so fun. I mean, like, this is a hilarious prank, and it's a great thing to, like, do to a Trump supporter, just to be like, this, like, come on. But it's so sad. You know, everybody's victimized by this presidency, even the people who support him.
Maybe.
That's how deep it goes.
That's what I'm saying.
You catfish these Trump supporters, and then you go, hey, it's me, Trump. I want to do an experiment. Don't vote.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
Honestly?
That'll take you to jail quick. Yeah.
The worst part of all this, however, is that I know who the culprit is, my little brother. The one who, again, 15 years old. The one who moved states with my mom. I know this because 4 years ago, I did the exact same thing to him. I obviously greatly regret this, and I think it was a terrible thing to do. I started an email conversation with him, pretending to be the popular gaming YouTuber PewDiePie. This is the YouTuber that he was playing a video game and yelled the N-word and lost 3 supporters. But he's okay. Don't worry. He's a millionaire. It's all right. Yeah. And this went on for a few months before I finally revealed it was me. I haven't seen anyone as upset in my life. And again, I dearly regret this. It seems clear that my brother, remembering this.
Wait, it's happened to the same person.
So she did it to her brother as a joke. It hurt his feelings, but gave him the idea, do this. I'm going to do it as Trump to my dad.
Oh, pay it forward.
Pay it forward. Yeah, don't get her back.
Wow.
It seems clear that my brother, remembering this, is using it as a way to get back at my dad. The two have never really gotten along, partly due to my dad's political beliefs, but he's been understandingly angry at dad since the divorce. How do I put an end to this? You don't. It's not your party. My dad is steadfast in his belief that he is talking to the president and won't be convinced otherwise, and I feel unsure about confronting my brother about this. Given that it would only damage any potential for the relationship to rebuild in the future if my dad knew my brother was behind this.
But it seems like it's already not going to work. Like, there's no way this guy can go on believing that he's texting Donald Trump and have a healthy relationship with anybody.
This is the thing. Like, it's too late. He already fought with his friends. He already has a different standing in the entire community. So you revealing it only makes it worse.
You're making him crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
You're literally making him crazy.
Adding an extra tone to this, or an extra like side piece. Also, it includes more people, which is more embarrassing. Like, I knew this whole time too.
Like, he needs to know, but.
He doesn't need to know. He clearly made it clear that he does not need to know, because a lot of people have tried to tell him that it's not true.
Right. His brother should just stop doing it, or her brother should just stop, maybe,
that's,
I think.
The thing is that's not on anybody, and it could be that he's living a much happier life. Like, I don't know who you are to judge. I don't think it's the right thing to do.
But I mean, like, it sounds like not. You know, he doesn't have as many friends. His wife left him. He broke his leg.
I wonder why.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Who did that part? The fact that, like, nice things are happening to you, and the way that, like, because the Trump texting you was a nice thing, right? So nice things are happening to you, and your response is to make everyone pissed at you somehow. I'm sure you have a great personality.
Right.
Yeah.
Who gets scanned by these Nigerians, right?
Oh, let's not blame that kind of victim.
Well, honestly, my dad, assholes do. Assholes do. Like, nobody likes me, but I know I'm okay. A prince wants to give me $6 million. Makes sense.
I see what you're saying. I think that they're...
My dad did. My dad took the checkbook downstairs. My mom goes, what's the checkbook for? Like, we have $6 million coming. They just need $1,000 for processing. She was put the fucking checkbook away.
See, but this is the fucked up part. See, we know that your dad is fucked up, and that's why he fell for it, because you're right, that ego was like, I'm going to do this behind my wife's back, even though we don't have $1,000. I'm right. certain they don't have $1,000. So because you think you're so right and that you're going to save the day constantly with your nonsense that's happening in your head, you dismiss your wife like a fucking dick and you go ahead and do it because you want hero status. When nothing in your life that you've ever done has given you anything close to that kind of feeling from anybody.
Yeah.
Who likes him? Who likes your dad?
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
There's not, I don't.
That's sad.
It's sad, but like, you know.
He's fine.
People like Trump and they don't like his dad. You don't even have the charisma to back your bullshit up.
What will happen when I say to my dad, and I'm going to say this before I prove it. I wrote the emails. Will he believe it? I say he won't. That's a blip I'm going to enjoy very much.
Okay. Here's, ready? Tell me that you did it.
Dad, I know everything because I wrote the emails.
Son, I wrote what I wrote. And just because you like to besmirch or some kind of fucking weird word, the name, I know that I went with God and maybe you should consider that. And also stop cursing on your podcast.
Right. Do you know, though, I wrote the emails?
Son, you could write whatever you want. Yeah. I wrote the things from my heart and I went with God.
Do you understand, though? I was her. I wrote all the emails. Do you understand that?
Please pass the mashed potatoes.
This is such a great role play. I was like, yes, okay, I'm seeing it.
Well, while we were putting together the packages, it was me, Keith, and Xerxes. And this happened and we were like, you know, in it in real time, right? And so Keith goes, what if my dad like realizes that, you know, he did something wrong? Xerxes and I started bursting in laughter because we're like, oh, yeah?
You think you
okay. And then Xerxes goes, yeah, my mother wrote me yesterday just to tell me she's really proud of me. And then
we're like, oh, okay.
Okay.
That'll never happen.
Cute. Nope, that's not happening. Keith goes, oh, that's not, oh, you're lying. Okay.
I'm still digging it. My girlfriend is like,
oh, Pippa thinks I'm 100% spot on. I just needed to say that. Thanks to you for listening live on our YouTube channel. Love you, Pippa.
Oh, I think you're right, too. But I will enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I will enjoy going, yeah, but you do get it right. That I wrote it.
Merry Christmas. Here's some socks.
And that your balls got hot to me. Like, you do get that.
And
you're right. He'll keep saying this double talk. No, I enjoy that. I don't expect this to be like a life lesson for him. It won't be.
Well, people, Thanksgiving and Christmas is getting closer and closer, and that's when Keith has to start making decisions about his family for real.
Right, like right. when he's going to email me, so, son, you never told me, am I seeing you this year? Like, he knows he's deliberately ignoring this question. He knows that.
Right.
That I enjoy.
I'm glad that you Mallies get enjoyment out of freaky shit.
What are we going to do?
What are you going to do? Vote for Trump.
Might I suggest a Nintendo Switch?
Putting it out there.
The dude went to see Madonna last week. What the fuck am I going to do?
Madonna doesn't play every day. You see, once she does her greatest stuff, the end. Then you got to rate your dad. But I would love that. Like, yeah, but dad, that was me, though, you know.
You should be, and then you'll be, it'll be great if you're like there in Christmas, like jingle bells, jingle beetle, right, dad? Anyway, jingle all the way.
I would do that.
He just gets a nosebleed.
Oh, he'll definitely, when I see him in person, if this isn't, and I'd rather it was solved, or at least he knew, I knew, or, you know, whatever, he said, she said, before I see him in person. Now, I don't know. Maybe I'll see him in person and do stuff like that. And then he will say, is there something you want to say? You know, he'll try to give me a loan. He loves that. And I'll be like, no, thanks.
Oh, just to keep it sweating.
Yeah.
I think, and so people on our YouTube channel right now are writing like they want like a Jingling Libido t-shirt. And I say we put together a Jingling Libido t-shirt. It has the number 86 on the back. It's a baseball shirt. Okay. And so Jingling Libido is in like that, you know, like the swoosh thing that a lot of
like
cute.
Like, so sports kind of athletic.
Like sports teams, and then your number 86 on the back, and then Keith shows up for Christmas with that shirt,
and you could write her name over Kat over the 86, like, you know how people have the last name, right?
Well, we don't bring Kat into this because she did not do this.
Never mind.
She's an innocent person. But I like this. It's a safe space. Tell your ideas.
I'm just trying to.
It's funny finding the line, though. I understand the confusion.
Right. Yeah.
I'm so decent. No, that is, see?
That's a good shirt, right?
That's a blip that I would enjoy. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, because if you don't tell him and you show up with a Jingling Libido 86 shirt.
Right.
Oh.
What are you going to do? Tell my mom? What are you going to do?
Right.
What are you going to do? I can't take the car out tonight.
What does that shirt mean? I think you're playing a tough one on your dad.
Right.
Pass the mashed potatoes.
Pass the mashed potatoes.
And then your next shirt will be pass the mashed potatoes. Blowing his mind.
If you get the shirt now, shipping is -$15.
We pay you.
We're idiots. Connor Cregan, follow online. Twitter account is Connor Cregan. Instagram is Speaking My Truth 247. No, it's not.
Not anymore. It's Connor Cregan.
Why bother? Why bother?
.com.
I'm out of here.
Website. What is it?
ConnorCregan.info.
Okay. This I had. Wiki Freaks.
With a Z.
Is the podcast, right?
Mm-hmm.
You love it. You guys look up Wiki. You get in a rabbit hole of bullshit.
We get in there. We have a lot of fun. We read about Carl Sagan the other day, and it literally brought a tear to our eyes.
Wow.
Sometimes it's very beautiful.
You got to the end, and he's dead?
Yeah, I didn't know that was going to happen.
you ever get into, like, I like, you know, documentaries, I like information, but then when I go to retell it, I'm like, I don't, something
I know, it's
happened,
really hard,
and it's right. like, it made me cry, but, like, I don't know how to put it together for you. Right. You know what? Watch a documentary.
Just watch it yourself. Yeah.
Space is infinite, right?
So I've heard, according to Carl.
Yeah, so I get it.
But, yeah.
The rest of you listen to the podcast because you might learn a thing, but Keith gets it, you know.
You know how we don't know anything about space? It goes on.
It goes on forever.
By the way, if you didn't pick up on maybe the Instagram or the website or the podcast, all this stuff is always on our website, keithandthegirl.com, and it's always in our app, and it's laid out really nice with the show notes and stuff. And if you follow us on any of the platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, we're always linking to the guests that we have, and we urge you to follow not just us, but them, because you're going to have a greater life.
It's true.
Until then, let your libido jingle.
Ooh.
Ding, ding, ding. keithandthegirl.com.